Everyone's clothes are spattered with dirt. Some people have superficial cuts and burns, singed hair and eyebrows, but by some miracle, no one is seriously injured. Everyone assumes my dad was killed instantly from the explosion. Oren takes charge and determines this by cupping his hands over his mouth and yelling down into the grave, "Hello down there! Dad? Dad?" When there's no response, Oren motions for everyone to quickly finish up the proceedings, and we all obey in the slightly rushed manner, family members and close friends each taking a turn shoveling a heap of dirt into the hole, which makes this awful, dull thudding sound as it hits what's left of the casket way down below. Two grave diggers take over, shoveling and shoveling, while most of the random squeezers head out, clutching purses and props, looking dazed and bedraggled, even stupider now in their Moldavia costumes. Oren tells the real mourners to head into the music room where the services will continue. "I will be giving the eulogy," he tells me, clamping a hand on my shoulder as we linger outside by the door. "But tell me now if there's something you'd like to say." I shake his hand off me.
"You're talking about giving a eulogy?
What do you mean?" Oren is still pretending this is a real funeral that went off without a hitch. It's like he has to prove at every step how inept he is. "Dad didn't die in some cushy hospital bed. Do you not get what just happened out there?"
"This was his first choice. You heard him."
I slam my hands over my eyes and slide them roughly down my face.
"Technically, we all killed him, you idiot."
"He's not suffering anymore. He was 91 years old. There are worse ways to go."
"Like what, Oren? Getting eaten by a shark? Having your parachute fail?"
Oren folds his arms.
"Well, he didn't mention those options."
"What is it going to say on his death certificate? What did he die from?"
"Everything," says Oren with a long sigh.
"That's not an official cause of death."
"I'll take care of it all," says Franklin, heading inside, giving us each a look.
God damn it. This family. Why does literally everything have to be 3,000 times more traumatic than necessary? Every single thing that would happen normally in other families, guided by tradition, planning, and decorum, has to become an all-out horror movie with us. We can't just make them. We have to live them.
Something twists open inside my stomach. "You look pale," says Oren.
I run over to a bunch of daffodils and bend over them, my palms grinding into my knees. "God, please, no," I beg the flowers. But they're not having it. I haven't eaten today, so I just dry heave dribbles of bile all over them. Oren runs over.
"I'm sorry, are you okay?"
"This is my fault," I say, heaving.
"I would have stopped this."
"But you..."
I raised my arm in the air to stop him.
"Don't say I wasn't here."
"But you weren't."
I gurgle onto the flowers.
"You could have had more of a say if you were,"
says Oren. I spit and spit, trying to get rid of the taste of bile.
"I didn't know you cared enough. I thought you hated him," says Oren.
"That's what you thought," I shout into the flowers.
"Well, didn't you?"
"I don't know." I straighten up, wiping my chin. "He hated me."
"Gosh, Dario, is that what you think? Dad didn't hate you."
"Stop, man, just stop." I can't listen to Oren contradict the cruel logic that's guided my choices up to now. I can't have that reality upended at the moment. It's too much to handle. "Why did you really want me here?" I ask, resting a sweaty palm against my throat, trying to steady myself.
"To say goodbye to him, Dario, one last time. I'm sorry this was painful."
"Someone's always sorry around here," I spit some more over my shoulder. "And what are you even sorry for? For turning this into a circus? Of course you knew this was going to be painful for me."
"It was painful for all of us."
I can't help it. I just start to laugh, darkly, this throttled noise boiling up from my guts like something ugly and mean I swallowed finally being regurgitated along with everything else. I cough and I laugh, and then I spit some more.